Today's radio play, Counterfeit Currency, is based on a most interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. Sixty years ago, a newly formed branch of police was assigned to northwestern Canada, a vast unexplored country composed of thousands of miles of wasteland, with instructions to maintain law and order. Ever since, on horseback, on snowshoes, and in dog sleds, they have patrolled their barren kingdom, their distinctive scarlet coats being recognized as symbols of law and justice. That is when and where the famous Royal Canadian Mounted Police made its reputation. Today, the force has grown in numbers, and its work extends to every province of Canada, down to the American border. Come with us to the office of Inspector Lee as he confers with Constable Ralph Owen.
Close the door, Owen.
Yes, sir.
Something especially on the goosey, Inspector Lee?
Yes. Sit down here. Cigarette?
Oh, thanks very much.
Owen, do you remember the Eskimo love triangle case out on the territories?
No, sir. I'm afraid I don't. Oh. It must have been before my time. I only joined up 3 months ago, sir.
Oh, yes, that's right. I was forgetting. Well, this case broke last summer. I can't remember those Eskimo names to save my soul. And if I could, I probably wouldn't pronounce them right. But anyway, it seems a couple of the native boys were quite chummy. They fished and hunted together and even built an ice igloo on the cooperative plan and moved both families in, living as one.
Then came trouble?
The constable's report on the case seems to bear that out, I must admit. It seems Mr. Eskimo number 2 started playing around with Mrs. Eskimo number 1. Mr. Eskimo number 1 found out about the affair and, without saying anything to either party, took his rifle and went outside the igloo. According to witnesses, for a while, he aimed at various objects without firing. Then, when his erstwhile pal came out...
He let him have one?
Not one, Owen. 2. As he said later, he killed him 2 times. Here and here.
Which proves that if you're going to be hung for murder, you might as well do a good job of it.
Yes, but you might do it where it would be easier for the members of the force to take you in for it.
And what do you mean, sir?
Well, according to the report, Constable White had to trek nearly 1,000 miles to arrest Mr. Eskimo number 1.
That is a bit of a trudge, isn't it, Inspector? But that's all part of the job. I'd cheerfully do the same thing if I were assigned to it, sir.
Would you, Owen?
Yes, sir.
Would you accept a tough assignment without complaining?
Certainly, sir.
Good. That's what I wanted to find out. Now, listen closely, Owen. We've just received a call from the provincial police in Montreal asking our help. There's a flood of counterfeit currency being floated in that section.
And I'm to stop it?
At the source. But where that source is and how long it may take, I can't say.
It doesn't make any difference, sir. I'm a member of the force, and I'll get my man.
Or woman, Owen. What does the French say? Cherchez la femme.
Very well, then, I'll get my woman.
With that handsome phiz of yours, I shouldn't be surprised. In fact, that's one of the reasons I picked you out of all the men here in the barracks for this assignment.
Thank you, sir.
You may not thank me when this little job is over.
You wait and see, Inspector. Well, I'm ready for orders.
Very well. Constable Owen?
Sir?
First, take off that brilliant red and blue uniform. Your scarlet jacket would be to your quarry as a red flag in front of a bull.
The simile is perfect, sir.
Not bad, eh? I thought it fair myself.
I'm to work in civilian clothes?
To continue. Second, you will work in mufti and report your progress directly to me.
Yes, sir.
Third, pick up the trail where it is hottest, Montreal. Make your headquarters at the Mount Royal Hotel.
The Mount Royal Hotel. Yes, sir.
I'm practically there.
Happy?
Very. And you?
Of course.
I'm glad.
Why?
You know.
Oh, do you, Ralph? Tell me again.
I love you, Ralph.
And I love you. Oh, my dear. I wish I might stay in your arms forever.
You're going to?
No. As soon as the music stops, we'll separate and go back to our tables. You're forgetting we're dancing at the Mount Royal Hotel. We're in Montreal, not heaven.
Montreal is heaven to me. When I have you in my arms.
Flatterer.
I'm nothing of the kind. I mean that. And you know it.
Strange, isn't it?
What's that?
You and I only met a few short days ago, and we're already talking about love.
Talking about it?
Experiencing it, I mean.
Oh, I don't see anything strange about that, darling. I think it's most natural and wonderful.
Wonderful, anyway. Well.
Yes, darling?
We've been together almost constantly since we met, except for tonight's dinner. You never seem to have any business to attend to. What do you do for a living?
Me? Oh, I do odd jobs. Just now, I'm getting some data for my boss.
But when have you been getting it?
While you've been asleep.
Heavens, you're not a... Oh, Ralph, no, you can't be. Please tell me you're not.
Not what, Ralph?
A burglar.
Well, of course I'm not.
Thank goodness. Can you imagine the daughter of an M.P.?
M.P.?
Why, of course. Didn't I tell you Dad was a member of Parliament?
Oh, no, you didn't.
You looked at me in such a funny way when I mentioned M.P. Why, Ralph?
Did I? Well, I must have thought it stood for something else.
What?
Well, mounted police.
Oh, now I'm sure there must be something shady about your work. Oh, here comes my uncle.
Then here's where I lose you, I suppose.
Oh, I'm afraid I must interrupt this, John. Excuse me, Mr. Rowan.
Why, certainly, sir.
Well, I won't, Uncle Felix.
I'm sure you will when I explain the situation to you. Please come up last week.
Since my host insists, Ralph, I'm afraid I must obey. You understand.
Of course. I'll see you a little later.
Yes. Let's make it a while.
Au revoir.
Now, my dear.
Good evening, Constable Lewin.
Inspector. Why, I had no idea.
That I would be around checking up.
Checking up? I don't understand, sir.
Well, I haven't had a report from you for over a week.
No, sir, there hasn't been anything to report. I've made the rounds of all the gaming houses and nightclubs. Not a single counterfeit bill has been passed since I arrived.
Indeed.
I was going to wire you for instructions tonight, sir. It looks as though our quarry had moved on to another location.
Or will, very shortly.
What do you mean by that, sir?
Look here.
A Dominion bank note for $100.
Yes, and only good for evidence. Who is that young woman you were just asking?
Excuse me, sir, but I don't believe she enters into the case. Let's not discuss her, do you mind?
You may be interested to know, Constable, that your lovely dance partner does enter into the case. She gave the maitre d'hotel this banknote in paying a dinner check tonight.
Well, there must be some mistake, sir. Why, that young lady couldn't possibly be mixed up in this. She's an MP's daughter, and...
I don't care if she's a minister's daughter. She gave this banknote to the maitre d'hotel tonight. You know what your duty is, Constable. Do it.
You mean I'm to arrest Val?
If you discover she's mixed up enough in this, after you've questioned her.
Questioned her? Why, of course. And I know she'll be able to explain where she got this counterfeit note.
I'm sure she will.
You think she's one of the counterfeiters, Inspector? All right. I'll prove to you she isn't. Where's our house phone? Oh, there's one. Come along. Room 516, please. We'll have this cleared up in a jiffy. What's that? Well, they must answer. The party just went up there.
I'm afraid this is going to take longer than a jiffy, my boy.
Let's get up there, Inspector. There's something odd about this.
Can I have to see this car going up?
Fifth floor, right away.
Fifth floor, yes, sir.
Well, then, now you won't mind discussing the lady. Who is she? Who is that man who interrupted your dance?
She's Valerie Hastings from Ottawa. The man is her uncle, Felix Manning.
Occupation?
I don't know, sir.
Of course not. Never occurred to you to investigate beyond Miss Harding's pretty face.
Fifth floor, please. Watch your step.
This way, Inspector.
So her father's an MP, eh?
Yes, sir.
That couldn't stand for master printer by any chance.
Oh, no, sir. I'm sure of that. Here's 516. Now we'll see.
Well, Constable?
Oh, here comes a maid. We'll get in there and have a look around. Maid!
Yes, sir?
Open this door. We're police officers. And stay right with us.
Yes, sir.
Ah, just as I thought. They've flown the coop.
Gone. And I thought...
You're looking for Mr. Manning?
Yes, where is he?
I don't know. He left in an awful rush just before you come up.
He? What happened to the girl? Where is she?
I don't know.
Well, there's no use hanging about here, Constable. Let's go and...
What's that?
Oh. It seems to come from in there.
Hurry, Inspector.
No.
Valerie.
Say, Uncle must have forgotten her on purpose, judging from the way he's tied her up.
Val, darling, what happened? Oh. Give me a hand, Inspector.
Right, you are. There you are.
Oh, Ralph. Oh, my dear.
Take it easy, darling. Just tell us what happened.
Well, Uncle Felix brought me back here to the street and said to start packing. We had to get out quickly. They were on our trail. I asked him what he meant, and he said the $100 note he had given me to get changed at dinner was counterfeit.
Yes, yes, we know about that. Go on.
Well, I refused to leave until I've proved my innocence, so he tied me up. He said there was no time to lose. The management had called in the police. He'd recognized a man by the name of Lee downstairs in the lounge.
I thought so. If he thinks I'm Inspector Lee.
Oh.
Was your uncle ever in Saskatchewan?
Why, yes. He's just returned from there.
Oh.
I hadn't seen him since I was a little girl, so he asked me to take this trip with him to get acquainted all over again.
That beard of his almost fooled me for a minute, Constable Owen, but I...
Constable Owen?
Yes, Al.
Oh, so that's why you thought MP stood for Mounted Police.
Yes. Inspector, what did I tell you? I was sure Valerie was innocent.
You're right. Her uncle has been using her for blind.
Oh,
Miss Hastings, you have my apologies for my suspicions of you. But I regret to inform you your Uncle Felix is wanted for several major misdemeanors back in Saskatchewan.
Oh, no.
Where's he gone?
Well, he's catching the next plane for the city.
Not if we can help it. Come along, Owen. By a matter of seconds. Oh, well, I guess the only thing to do now is to wire New York.
Val's uncle must have seen us drive up here to the landing field. He may leave the plane at the first stop. I've got a better plan.
What is it? Here, come back, here. Hey,
you can't come in.
I am Constable Owen of the Royal Canadian Mounted.
Oh, well, that's different.
Radio phone that pilot to turn around and land his plane. He's got a fugitive aboard.
Oh, RN-72. RN-72. Stand by. New orders. Stand by. New orders. Turn back and land.
Why, it looks as though that pilot was turning and coming back.
He is.
By Jove, that was a smart one, Owen. I never thought of it.
What, Inspector?
Owen got into radio phone instructions to the pilot to land, didn't you, Owen?
Yes, sir.
Well, Miss Hastings, we'll have a chance to have a chat with your Uncle Felix after all.
And if we do, sir, may I have a leave of absence?
I should say so.
Oh, the plane's coming in now.
There, he's landed. Come on, let's finish our job.
Come along.
What's the big idea? I got up to a swell start.
Sorry, pilot. I'm Inspector Lee of the Canadian Mounted. I'd like to have a talk with that gentleman there.
All right. You've got me.
Oh, Uncle Felix, how could you have done anything like that?
Sorry, Val. I was afraid you'd be in the way. Just like the stories say, you fellows always get your men.
And our women, too. Hey, Valerie?
Well, you've got me, Constable.
Be sure to read the interesting story of many of the cases handled by the famous Royal Canadian Mounted Police when it appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The story of the Royal Canadian Mounted will be found in an article entitled Love and Murder in a Snow Igloo. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.